The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now, you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce, or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams, or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.
Naj Reid and Rudy Gobert combined for 26 and 21 Friday night. 26 points, 21 rebounds. You could feel their presence in that basketball game alongside Anthony Edwards, who scored 18 of his 30 in the second half Friday night. But, of course, Andrew Wiggins, he leaves the game at about the 10-7 mark of the third quarter with the right ankle impingement that's been bothering him. And, you know, if Wiggins can't come back into a game, can't return, the guy wants to play. He's playing inspired basketball right now. So who's going to guard Anthony Edwards on Sunday? When GP2 got the start, and look, Anthony Edwards got off to a good start, and he was telling everybody, he's too small for me. Well, in the fourth quarter, GP2 did get the last live. You know, Anthony Edwards missed a couple threes, got the ball stolen from him, and Minnesota only scored 16 points in the fourth quarter. The defense turned into offense, especially for JK, GP2, all these guys. Defense turned into offense for the Golden State Warriors, and they went out and ran everything. Got all kind of numbers here. I thought it was inspired, but the small ball five lineup, we'll see how long Steve Kerr goes with it, because in the first, Shasky, 23 games, we've seen 13 different starting lineups.
Well, Anthony Edwards is spectacular.
He is.
His shot is so much better than I thought it would be coming out. Like, he's just really worked on it, and it's pure. It's really pure. The shooting form is excellent. He's very quick with it, and he can kind of do that lean back on the middies. He does a great job getting to his spots and then rising up above you. He's an excellent player. This man, he's so good. He's so good. But I thought they did a great job on the timing of the double teams and at least mixing it up in how they guarded him. Sometimes it was GP2 by himself. Mm-hmm. Sometimes Draymond would come flying over.
Smart traps, yes. Smart doubles.
I thought they did a really good job collectively guarding him. And then I thought they did a really good job keeping Gobert off the offensive glass. Boxing out. Draymond did a great job boxing out. Kuminga cleared a couple of nice rebounds. I thought they pushed the tempo at certain times. Buddy Hield had a beautiful layup. Just attacking Gobert in transition as he's backpedaling. They, whatever adjustments in the two-day period from Friday to Sunday, I felt like they made lots of them. And then just hitting open shots. Buddy Hield hitting shots changes everything.
No, it does. I mean, look, let's start with the Rudy Gobert situation here. Get him involved in the high ball screens.
Yeah.
Get him involved in the action. And then on defensive end, with Draymond Green at the small ball five, you can help off of Rudy Gobert and be that weak side defender, which I thought was very essential yesterday.
He took a baseline jumper. That was one of the ugliest shots I've ever seen in my life.
510-650 is asking for an update on Moody. Moody is uncertain to go. He didn't play in the second half last night. And, of course, he missed most of the game Friday night with a knee injury. So he's got a knee issue, and he's uncertain to go Wednesday in Houston. So that's your Moses Moody update. He's banged up. Wiggins told Mark Spears last night that he feels good about playing on Wednesday against Houston in the Emirates NBA Cup. But getting Rudy Gobert involved in Rudy Gobert in those high ball screens. And also, I thought Jonathan Kuminga, because we'll get to Buddy Hield, and Steph was marvelous. As always, 30 points, 8 assists. He really carried the Warriors in the first half and kept them in the game. They were only down 9 at the half, and that was due to Stephen Curry because he was 6 of 12 from the floor, 4 of 9 from the three-point line. The rest of the team was 4-17 from three. They were awful offensively outside of Stephen Curry. Steph was 6-12 in the first half. The rest of the team was like 12-36. So Buddy and J.K. and the rest of the, you know, Kevon Looney came along for the ride in the second half. But J.K., you saw him three times in that third quarter. And he's got this game. And I think they need it. This is kind of like, I'm not saying he's Kevin Durant. Follow me here. The thing with Kevin Durant that made him so special, especially in this system with the Golden State Warriors, is that when the motion offense bogged down, KD, can you just get us a bucket? Can you get to the elbow and get us a bucket? Mid-block, boom, get us a bucket. Well, J.K. that third quarter, three times I counted. 10 feet away from the rack, I'm going to dribble drive, and I'm going to pull up from 10 to 12 feet. And he's got that little midi, a little fadeaway. He's got that down pack. He's got that shot in his bag, and he's had it in his bag for a couple years. But he hit those shots, and then you notice how engaged he was defensively after hitting those shots. Right now, J.K.'s so young, he needs to see the ball go into the hoop to get his defense really going at a high level. And once he saw a couple shots fall in that third quarter, the way he defended Julius Randle, Randle was trying to punk him, being physical, posting him up, dribble, 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 fade. J.K. held his own on big Julius Randle, and Julius Randle was 4-15 from the floor, so I thought his offense, J.K., really sparked his defense, and that's as physical as I see J.K. play on defense. Man, maybe ever. He was locked in.
He had a weak side block later on in the game, which was excellent. And then with Steph Curry off the floor, you're talking about some of that third quarter period, everything was going through J.K., and he was setting others up. He wasn't just, you know, hey, I'm head down, dribbling to the rim, and I'm going to crash into anyone. When was the last time he had one of those charging calls?
It's been a while.
It's been a long time. And I think that, you know, every time he does, we're like, oh, my God. Yeah, but what about the seven or eight sick passes that he makes as he's driving in and the defense is collapsing? I think his discernment has gotten so much better. And I loved late in the game when both Draymond and Steph Curry deferred to him and said, it's your turn. Take this guy off the dribble. Everyone clear out. Now, he fell. He kind of got tripped up and he fell. But they did it multiple times. His decision-making in the half court has gotten so much better.
It has. And then Friday night, of course, you had Draymond Green. By the way, Draymond Green, he had picked up his fourth foul with 7-11 left in the third quarter. I thought it was a pivotal moment in that basketball game. Draymond Green goes to the bench, and the Warriors were able to continue to play ball and play at a good pace. They were pushing it. They were able to defend there. And even Curry got yanked in the third quarter for a quick second as his rotations are a little different right now. He's coming out. He's coming in. He's playing multiple times. I like this new rotation for Stephen Curry a lot.
The start of the fourth quarter, I thought the game was up in the air.
Yeah.
And I needed him out there. So I actually I didn't mind the new rotation.
Yeah, not at all. They were up three going into the fourth quarter. You're thinking, boy, this game's getting hairy.
Exactly.
But they were up 11, 102-91. They're up 11 in the fourth quarter. And Minnesota Storms back with a 15-3 run. They're up 106-90, 105. And I'm like, Nikhil Walker-Alexander would miss. He would not miss.
He was awesome. And I thought McDaniels was in Curry's back pocket. Not that Curry wasn't good, but he guards him so well.
He makes him work. He's 6'7", 6'8". He's long, athletic.
He's
one of the best
perimeter
defenders out there in the league. But Nikhil Walker-Alexander's making threes. His Warriors went to a little zone. They went to some 1-2-2. I don't know if you know, so Podziemski got out there late third quarter, early fourth quarter. So they started dusting off the janky defense a little bit.
It's not janky.
Not janky.
Not janky if the eighth-grade St. Brendan's Bears have run that for 5 years. No, it's not janky.
No. We're just saying janky.
The 1-2-2. Mix in a 1-3-1 diamond.
We're calling it
maybe
janky.
Maybe a box and one.
We're calling it janky.
You know, classic 2-3 zone.
We're calling it janky because Steve Kerr visited the 2019 NBA Finals. That's all. It's a joke. It's a joke. It's not janky. It's defense. Do what you got to do to win.
Does Mully not like zones?
No, he doesn't mind. He just notices it. It's like, wow, they're learning the zone. And what's impressive is NBA teams see zone defenses like Toronto employed on the Warriors in the 2019 NBA Finals. And all of a sudden, the NBA teams forget how to play basketball. Yeah. They see a zone. They're like, what the hell do we do?
Well, I'm not that surprised, though, because a lot of these guys – I haven't played long in college, you know, and like college is where you're going to see in high school, where you're going to see a lot of the zone defenses. Mm-hmm. And so playing AAU, it's you know, everyone's pressing and it's up court. And I don't know. I'm not surprised actually that teams are struggling. I think had they done this 30 years ago, when guys were 2-3 years in college and then coming into the pros, they would just destroy the zone.
No doubt. But, they were allowing the corner three to be wide open. Dare guys like McDaniels to shoot the three, and McDaniels didn't have a three-point shot roller. What a three. Throw up some bricks there. So The Warriors, I mean, Minnesota did make 19 threes. They averaged 15 made threes a game. They did make 19 last night, shooting 45% for the three-point line. But you talk about the Warriors getting out and running. Fast break, I think it was like 4-2 at the break at halftime. Well, the Warriors ended up in fast break plus 15, 19-4. So they got out and ran, 19-9. Second chance points was 19-4 Warriors. So they won all the hustle categories. But more importantly, in that third quarter, not one single turnover, Shasky.
Oh, I
didn't
know that.
Not one turnover by the Doves in the third quarter.
I thought Kevon Looney just was so good. He had multiple left-handed layups around the rim. The dunk in the lane, that was sick. He's just playing so good right now. Like, so good. And I'm really happy for him, man. I really thought, I was like, man, are we seeing kind of the end of Kevon Looney last year? And just this year has been a revelation.
Oh, he's starting back the clock. Contract year, baby. Contract loon. Windex. But he's in great shape, though. He lost like 40 pounds. Noticed it right away, immediately. I was like, Loon, you look great, man. Look awesome. He's like, man, I feel great. I feel great.
You can see it in his face.
You saw about that China trip with Klay Thompson last season. Maybe they had too much fun on the China trip. Hey, who am I to talk? I know I can eat. I cannot.